Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's January 15th, and time is 1500 GMT, and our position is 56 degrees 30 minutes south and 78 degrees west. We are now heading east-northeast at 10 knots. We had quite a night, quite a last 24 hours. Not wishing to repeat it, probably ever. In the middle of the night, many sail changes. We got caught into the center of the flow, which we were trying to stay on the edge of, but we suddenly found ourselves with 2, 3, 4 knots of wind, and then suddenly in the barograph, just plunging, like I've never seen it plunge before. And then there was southeast winds where we're supposed to be having northwest winds. The southeast winds began to build, and so we were actually sailing upwind, and cold rain and up to 18, 19, 20 knots got blowing out of the southeast, and I thought that perhaps we, because the weather files have been pretty far off quite a bit of the time, that maybe we had passed across the center of the low pressure system and was coming out the other side. The barograph was beginning to rise. And so if that was the case, then we were on the far side of the low pressure system and it would be building, and we had the fractional Jenniker up, rolled up, and had to get that down. So we went through a multitude of sail changes last night. Before that all happened, when we were in the very light winds, we went staysail to Solent, and we went 2 reefs up to 1 reef, all in the cold rain and the dark. And then suddenly the stronger winds and the thought that we were perhaps on the far side and that it would build, and when would we be able to get the fractional Jenniker down. And we don't like to do maneuvers on the foredeck anyway, but certainly not at night. And nonetheless, did go up there and think this was the only chance we'd have to get the fractional Jenniker down. So was able to take that down safely and put it away into the forepeak. Actually did hoist the storm jib too, just because, again, if we were in the sequence of it going to 20 to 25 to 30, 35 knots as has been forecast for the wind velocity. So anyway, it turned out to be a misinterpretation, and as soon as we got it down and back to the cockpit, then things started to light up again, and so massive confusion. Alan Vera was in no winds last night too, and was curious because this morning the new grip file showed that Arnaud and Fabrice were up ahead sailing in 30 knots of wind, broad reaching, and should be making 15 knots average speed as they do so often, and they were making 8 knots. And so clearly those wind barbs were inaccurate as well. So here we are now, where this low pressure system has had 2 centers, and so it's starting to pull apart, and we're heading to the east northeast, trying to escape to that side. But I think what might occur, instead of us having the northwest winds and going past Cape Horn on the front side of this, I think there, it may happen anyway, that it will just sweep over us. We will get the southerly winds and then carry those. And if that's going to be the case, then I think there's an option to just to slow down and let that all play out. And let the very strong winds on the western side of the high-pressure system go through, go past Cape Horn. And we're also, of course, looking at the possibility to go pretty far south, south of Diego Ramirez Islands, stay off the continental shelf there. The long coast of Chile is essentially northwest and southeast, and the seas can go in there, kind of bounce off, and they reflect back out to the south across the continental shelf. And so a little bit of a reflected sea train just adds massive confusion to the normal westerly seas. So staying way outside may be a good option. We've looked at it in the past in 2008, but then we had a pretty good forecast right when we got there and decided to dash across the shelf and save some mileage. And we had okay winds, not too bad, but sort of 25 knots of wind. So anyway, that's it from here. Alan Rohr is about 60, 70 miles up ahead, and Arnell and Fabrice are on the far side and going pretty fast, and they'll probably carry the northwesterlies around, and good for them. So anyway, that's it from here. Great American 4, off and clear.